And good evening, everyone, and welcome into the Classic Hits studio here. We're getting ready for some Bomber football here shortly. In the meantime, this is the Bomber Buzz, your newest pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 and playing on the Bomber Sports Network pregame. This is your new home for Bomber Athletics as we will welcome all different kinds of coaches from our great school district to talk about their teams and Bomber Athletics along with a cavalcade of other people that may come in. Might have Mitch Husky here in a couple of weeks, but all kinds of great guests that will come in just to talk about their teams. This is what this is. We're providing a voice for, you know, not just our football program. You know, we had the Coach Steve Airey show every week. It was a mainstay here on Classic Hits 101.7. Now, we're going to listen to all different kinds of coaches throughout our district and talk about Bomber Athletics as a whole. You can catch this. This is a weekly program here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network and at mhbombersports.com. So before we begin, we got to talk about this big, big match that the Lady Bomber volleyball team had the other night. They defeated the Harrison Goblins 3-0. That's a team that swept them twice and went to the Final Four last year. That's a big start to their season this year. That was an electric atmosphere there in the hangar. If you're not able to get to a Lady Bomber volleyball game, you really should. It's an exciting experience. People talk about Bomber football games, Bomber basketball games being exciting and fun, but Lady Bomber volleyball games are incredible things to watch. I mean, it's exciting play. I think the other night we played Harrison in 7th through 12th grade. I want to say we only dropped 2 sets the whole night. So we went a combined 11-2 and swept all 5 matches against the Harrison Goblins. So that's really big. Last couple weeks, our boys' golf team is unbelievable. I mean, Cody Cormican, he is consistently shooting under par, which Coach Leonard told me this. You know, you see guys on the PGA Tour, you know, if they shoot, you know, 6 under, depending on the course, that's a bad day for just a professional. But, you know, if you're a high school boy, you know, if you shoot under an 85, that's a pretty good day on the golf course. If you're one of our girls and you shoot under, I think he said around 90 to 95, that's pretty good for girls. And listen, our girls have been doing good too, but our boys, they're winning tournaments. And if they're not winning tournaments, they're losing to teams that are in 6A. They could go win 6A. I mean, top to bottom, I think our boys have a really good shot to go make some noise in the next few matches that they have over the course of the season, and then once they head into the conference tournament and then the state tournament. I mean, we have guys like Ian Ellison, Chase Burwald. Guys are just great. If you haven't had a chance to go watch them golf, you need to. Bomber Cross Country kicks off here in a couple weeks. They have their Blue Gold meet on the 31st. That's going to be exciting. You need to. I keep telling you, I'm not just saying it because I work there and because I just genuinely like all these kids. Go watch these events. Go watch something you haven't before. Not just, you know, your basketballs, your footballs. Come to a volleyball match. Come to a tennis match. Our tennis team's doing really good. We have a really good doubles pairing in Finley Chafin and Pierce Blackman. We have a bunch of other really good players, you know, from freshmen all the way to seniors on our boys and our girls side. They're playing out east. They just blew the brakes off of Nettleton and Greene County Tech the other night over in Jonesboro. But that's pretty much been a recap of everything that's going on. Of course, Bomber football is going to kick off here shortly against the West Plains Zizzers. It's a big season coming up for the Bombers. You know, they lose pretty much every skill guy that they had last year on the outside on offense. They're putting in a new quarterback, Brantley Phillips. He can spin it. If you've ever walked up next to this kid, he's 6'4". He looks like a quarterback. I mean, he just looks different. Now, we have our entire offensive line coming back and 9 of 11 starters back on defense. You know, we played CAC. They had a few kids transfer out, so it wasn't the CAC that I think we originally signed up to see, but they were still a solid team that's going to make noise in their classification. But, I mean, the first drive or two was kind of iffy, but then once they started clicking, they started clicking. You're going to see that. You know, you're going to have a lot of kids that are in new roles this year, at least on the offensive side of the ball, but I have full confidence, and you should too, that Coach Airey and his staff and all of our kids, they're going to figure it out sooner rather than later. So again, they did really well against CAC last week. That was just a benefit game. That didn't count towards the record. Our junior high program, they beat CAC as well. Kobe Dotson, I remember he had 2 incredible-looking picks, but Now, we'll talk more about that here in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short little break. Coach Jill Day is going to join us here in the studio, talk some Lady Bomber volleyball here. We're going to have more from her. And then we're going to have a preview of tonight's ball game between the Mountain Home Bombers and the West Plains Zizzers. On the other side of this break, this is the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard to reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Back here on the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7 from the lovely KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot studio, I'm joined with our first ever guest, Coach Jill Daves of the Lady Bomber volleyball program. Jill, it's exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting. I feel very special being the first guest.
Well, yeah, I had to get the best one first. Don't tell anyone else that. Nobody else is listening.
Secret safe.
Oh, yeah. So you had a big win, first off, the other night against Harrison. That's a big one.
Big
I mean,
one.
It's not a conference game, but that's a good start to the season.
Absolutely. It's always good to get a gob.
Oh, yeah. So they were really good last year. They went to the Final Four, and they had a girl go off to North Alabama, and that was just, they were still really solid. They're real good.
Absolutely.
So they can make some noise out west. Thankfully, they're not our problem anymore and out east now.
But that's right.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. So we have Jill Daves again here on the Bomber Buzz. So this is your eighth year here, right?
Correct.
Eighth, yeah. God, that's a lot of years.
I know.
Because I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, that's just, it doesn't feel like eight. Like, that's almost a decade if you round up.
Let's not talk about it. That means I'm older.
No. Hey, you're barely 29.
That's
all
right.
Good.
Yeah,
you're the same age as me. So you started coaching. You went from Nettleton to where in Memphis?
Well, I went to Nettleton in 2011, and then I left there in 2014, and then I went to South Carolina.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you went to win. Of course, you met Mike in South Carolina.
Well, after South Carolina, I went to Tennessee.
That's right.
East Tennessee. And then I went to win.
That's right.
Right.
Then you found your way here.
Then I found my way back home.
In your
That's
beautiful
right.
mountain home.
Yes.
So how did you end up here? Why here?
Well, we moved to Wynn, and like I said, my husband, he's from North Carolina, so taking him to Wynn was a little bit of a shock. welcome to mosquitoes and hot weather. And he pretty much said, he said, if you don't find me a place that looks like North Carolina, we're going back to North Carolina.
Have I got the place for you?
And I said, I know just where we'll go. And anyways, it's a God thing. You know, it came up and it was open and I applied and here we are.
Yeah. 8 years later.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for a much better place.
No, we love it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
love it here.
So you played at Valley View. So you know Arkansas pretty well. You never played Mountain Home when you were in basketball or volleyball.
I talked to Coach Leonard about that if we ever, and he feels like we played in a tournament, but we couldn't figure out which one. Mm-hmm. He said he remembers watching video on me at some point, but it was never a scheduled game from year to year.
Yeah, because Valley View was a whole lot smaller than it is now. They were
3A when I was in school.
Yeah, well, I think we've been, since like 2000, we've hovered between 4, 5, and 6A.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, but now that's a conference game.
Absolutely.
In your actual conference. So
yeah.
When you went off to play just basketball at Williams Baptist, right?
That's right.
When you went over there, what possessed you to want to coach volleyball or coach anything?
Well, you know, volleyball has not always been the easiest sport for me to play. Basketball was just a lot easier. It came natural. And I like a challenge. And I was good in volleyball. I was all state and all conference. And it just kind of called to me. And I work at it and I learn every year. And I like it.
I mean, you've grown a good program here. Now, the foundation was already built here. Lindsay Leonard did a heck of a job before
you.
And she still hangs around. She's a middle
Definitely.
School principal.
Yeah.
So it's, you can't find many programs in any sport across the state that have had only two coaches over a 15, 16-year stretch. I mean, that's good longevity.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I came here, you know, she definitely laid the foundation and made it easy just to build off of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's good hands around here. So you have, talk about your team now. You have four seniors.
Four
first
seniors.
Off. So they are Anna McCarn, Addison Martz, Carly Drury, and Michaela Magus.
Correct.
So tell me about each one of them. Just a little Just a little summary about them.
Well, Addison, she's been our varsity libero for the past 3 years.
She's been awesome.
Oh, man. You know, I was saying the other day to Neil, I said when teams want to pick on our libero, we get pretty excited because we know what she's about to do. Then we have Carly Drury. You know, she's our defensive specialist. She has a very calm presence on the court. She does her job. She does very well. Michaela Magus, she's setting a little and hitting. She sees the court so well. She is so smart. Her IQ of the court is phenomenal. Anna McCarn, she's just a force to be reckoned with. You know, when she walks in the door, she's already intimidating people. You see her hit the ball and you get a little nervous. I laughed because when we were at team camp, Addison told Anna, she said, "Anna, this is awesome. Every time you go up to hit the other team, I can see their eyes and they get so big." So these four seniors, they have led this team this summer and right now the best that I've seen in a long time. They are just really good kids and they're leading just beautifully.
Now, this is the first group of seniors that have gone all the way through your youth program,
yes,
all the way through junior high, all the way through high school, through your call it regime that
yes,
you've had. So, I mean, that's pretty big.
Yes. Like when I first got here, we started our elementary program starting in third grade. And this was our first group, you know, or fourth grade. This was our first group. And here they are. And, you know, they're sticking with it and they're giving back. You know, Carly is going to coach a club team, which is just awesome. They come and they get involved with our little kids. It's just, I mean, this is what we have tried to build, and here it is, and it's showing.
Yeah, that's always big when you could start with your youth program kind of the same under the same umbrella. You know, Top Flight did the same thing with basketball. Football is finally starting theirs. I think that's really big to, you know, not necessarily run it, but kind of have a hand in your youth program. So
absolutely,
you can kind of keep tabs on, you know, like this little girl's a fifth grader. You think she'll be pretty good. That way you can kind of prepare for what she wants to see in seventh grade.
Right.
When you finally see her for school ball and then into junior high and high school.
Yeah. Just get them around it, you know, get them involved, get them to see what it's all about. And just having those seniors be involved with it. You know, in the past, Coach Henry and I, we've always just ran the whole thing by ourselves. And now here we are. We've got, you know, Mia Jones helping out, Carly Drury helping out, Leah Jackson helping out, Claudia Carter helping out. And these are all former players that are coming back to the program and giving back. And then here we are. We're seeing these teams really start to shine. So, you know, the little kids want to see those younger girls teach them more than us. So It's just an awesome thing. It's a great program.
They can see you anytime.
They can see me anytime. They see enough of me.
But that's always big because I'm around a lot of our camps anyway. You know, we have our football camp, our basketball camp. I was around our volleyball camp just a little bit. This was close to the start of school. But those kids love talking to players. They love talking to a Lady Bomber. They see Anna McCarn or I don't know who else, a Daylon Harper or somebody like that, that they see like, wow, she's a stud.
Oh, yeah.
She's cool at the high school level or like Brantley Phillips on our football team. Anytime they could work with athletes like that, that's like, whoa.
Yeah. You hook them. They want to come back for more. You know, when you're there as a coach, you know, they don't want to come back as much as they do if they see one of the Lady Bombers in there coaching. So just like last night when we – or the night before when we played Harrison after the game, we had three or four little kids behind our bench. Couldn't wait to give some of the girls five and tell them good job. So that just makes my heart happy.
I mean, that was, first of all, a fun atmosphere. But that's always big when you have players that you coach come back and want to give back.
Yeah. Yeah, you know you're doing, or at least helping somebody. You know, you're meeting the needs of some of those kids when they're coming back and they want to be a part and they want to help. So,
yeah, so you mentioned you have Leah Jackson help you a little bit. She's back in town. Her husband, Dylan Hester, I believe is his name.
Yeah.
She's Leah Hester now.
Right.
Just got a job here. So is she going to be around a little bit more?
Yes, she helps us when she can. She's actually going to be coaching our fifth and sixth graders this year in our little travel program. So she started practice with them on Tuesday. She came and helped with high school practice today. So she's there as much
as I saw her there. I was running around it the whole day. But I saw her. I was going to ask you about that. But,
yeah,
you know, Claudia, she's off at law school now, isn't she?
Yes, in Indiana.
Golly. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I don't need her services.
I've already told her she's my lawyer.
But she was helping you a lot during the summer. She was helping your hitters. I mean, that's a girl. She went to UCA, and then she went a different direction with a career path. But
right,
she was one that she could have JUCO State UCA and probably still be playing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's been great for our kids, you know, coming in, working with their blocking and their hitting and just trying to, you know, talk to them about the mental state of a hitter and what you're thinking, what you're looking for. And coming from a, you know, collegiate athlete and a former Lady Bomber, you know, it means more. They're listening more. So we're very grateful for her.
And then you mentioned Mia. Of course, you just shipped her off to college. She's at U of A right now. She's a freaking people person.
She is. And those seventh graders, that was her team, our current seventh graders. She coached them in club volleyball, and she coached them all summer. And, she loves them, and they love her. And like you said, she is a people person.
Yeah.
And she can't wait to come back and coach again. And I think that she has changed her major to coaching and teaching.
Because I know she was set on, I believe, in the medical field somewhere.
Yes.
But, you know, it's kind of like you almost get addicted to it when you start coaching someone. Like, you know, I remember I started working with kids when I was in high school. And I'm like, man, this is cool. And then I wanted to just do more and more. Mm-hmm. And now I'm where I'm at today. But it hooks you.
It does.
'Cause it's rewarding because you're choosing a line of work that, you know, doesn't necessarily pay the most in the world. You know, you could certainly go find something that pays a whole lot more. But it's about the outreach that you're reaching to your community and to young lives.
Right. It's a calling. You know, it's a calling. It's definitely, we don't do it for the money at all. We have a passion for the sport, and then we love to see the growth in our kids. And it's not just the growth in the sport. It's the growth of an individual. It's just in the connections that we make with those kids and being there for them, you know, getting invited to weddings, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that connection with the families and the kids.
Yeah, you know, we talk about all these people that are back, but let's talk about the people that you have here. You have your loving husband, Mike Daves. I believe he's in a faculty meeting. He couldn't make it. We were going to have him here, but I don't know if he could have, you know. Well, you can finish that. So,
there's no telling what he would say on here, so he's not invited.
But he's awesome.
He's
so
great.
You had, when you started here, you had Kathy Beckham help you. She's still in the school district.
She
keeps talking about retirement, but I said, oh, you got 5-6 more years left in you.
Yeah.
She's one of those. She'll be teaching. Like, you'll see her on Facebook. She'll be teaching for like 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
So How'd you settle on Mike? I shouldn't say settle. How did you pick out Mike?
Well, you know, Mike was he was a football and track coach in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former Tar Heel. Mm-hmm. So I knew he, you know, was a good coach. So, I just asked him, like, hey, you want to, you know, be my assistant? And he has just picked it up big time. And he is super good on the kinesiology part and why they're doing what they're doing and how to fix those little things. You know, if a kid goes up and she's jumping awkwardly, then he can fix it immediately.
Yeah.
You know, if her swing is a little off, he fixes it immediately. He sees those little things that sometimes I don't see. So just his football and track background coming over into volleyball has just been so helpful.
And what I just kind of notice, you know, not just here but all around the state, is if you can coach, you can coach. It doesn't really matter what the sport is. So I don't know what he was like coaching football. You know, I wasn't really just around track just a whole bunch when he was coaching it, but he's really good.
Oh, he's very good. I mean, you know, those pole vaulters, I mean, they always had their numbers up.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's definitely very, very good at what he does. He's a great teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, every time we go anywhere, I tell him he's got a little posse that follows him everywhere.
Yeah.
If you ever see him at a football game or basketball or volleyball, he's always got a little posse of kids. So he attracts those kids, and, you know, he's also really good at seeing the strengths in kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if he sees maybe they're not good here, well, let's go try something over here. So he's just great at what he does.
So you have Mike helping you at the high school. You have Shelby, used to be Upshaw, now it's Shelby Henry. She just got married, what was about a year and a half ago. How big has she been? Because she's kind of like everywhere.
Oh, man. Shelby's great.
It's like there's two of her.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done without Shelby, to be honest. Her and I have tag-teamed this thing alone for a while, but we've got some excellent, excellent help. Probably the best help that we've had in a long time this year. We've got, you know, Colin Oxford, and, you know, I know he's just basketball, but he's got to stay in volleyball.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want him to go.
Yeah.
He's great. He is excellent.
I remember he contacted me when they approached him about helping out with junior high, and I knew, you know, we just hired him last year, and I went to school with him. Colin's awesome dude. He's real intelligent. He has a great knowledge of at least the game of basketball, but he's a quick learner.
Yes.
And he was like, dude, I don't know just a whole lot about volleyball, but I can figure it out.
Yes, and he does, and he asks questions, and he's learning, and he is a kid magnet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those little girls, when they come in, they go straight to him. Mm-hmm. You know, how was your day? They don't do that to us. So he has been
excellent. He's the nice guy.
He has been excellent. And he's already, he's got all of our stuff done, all of our paperwork's done, and then he's in there, and he's on the floor, and he's working them out. He went and played with the girls the other day, and he is a great setter. He's a great passer, and he just picked it up.
Well, he was an okay athlete in high school. He was, he started in basketball, but I think just knowing him, he was also close to an Olympic level swimmer when he was.
I heard that.
Like around 10 or 11. Now he might text me and say, "Oh, it was younger than that or older than that," but he. If we had men's volleyball, I think he would have played.
Yeah,
or at least given it a try.
He'd been good. Basketball better be careful. Yeah, I may be stealing him. Fulcher better watch his back.
Fulcher's fine. He'll be okay without him. But so you also have the seventh grade level. You have Tess Temple helping you just a little bit,
and yes.
she's another kid magnet. You got
Absolutely.
Like three or four kid magnets
yes,
in your
Tess
staff.
Tess does a great job. She does really well. And then Mariah, she is our volunteer at the junior high level. She played in Florida, and her husband is a pastor here, and she just kind of wanted to get back in it. She has been a godsend. She has been fantastic.
Now I've only seen just the game Monday, and we had games against Flippin here on Tuesday, but she's been awesome. She's engaged with the kids.
Yes.
She's smart. Anytime you talk to her, you're like, oh, it's like a volleyball supercomputer.
Yes, and what's great now is, all the coaches on our bench, at a timeout, I can tell these kids to go to their position coaches instead of me trying to cover everything in 1 minute. So that has been very beneficial.
That's big.
Yeah.
But you can tell your hitters, hey, go talk to Shelby.
Right.
Or whoever else. Go talk to Mr. Daves. Go talk to Colin, whoever. I mean, it's kind of like a football, They go out, your receivers go off to their coach, your defensive lineman, your linemen go to another coach. So, I mean, that's big.
Yes.
Because, even in basketball is about the limit where that's the most you can coach all at once. But, once you start getting to six or eight or even more than that, I mean, you need extra hands.
You do. You do. And in that little amount of time, 1 minute is not very long to get what you need to say. So, having our defense go to Shelby and then our, hitters go to Mariah, and it's been really helpful.
Yeah. So, real quick, tell us about your conference. You went back east. This is your stomping grounds.
This
is, your Valley Views, your Marions of the world. I mean, the east, for the longest time, it seemed like the state champion came out of the east. Now, this was back when Jonesboro was in 6A.
Right.
Or, well, 5A now.
Right.
But, I mean, it still seems like it's as talented as ever out there.
Oh, definitely. You're not going to play anybody that you're just going to, sweep.
Walk over.
Exactly. So every night we're going to have to be prepared. We're going to have our mental face game on. So it's just like coming out of one fire into another.
Yeah.
Just in a different place.
Yeah. So, less travel, too.
Less travel. Yes. We are very excited to go back east. It's shorter distance, and we get to be with our junior high in seventh grade.
That's the other big thing is, our football, basketball, and volleyball are all in the junior high conference they play. Jonesboro, Marion, West. There's two now, West Memphis Junior Highs, two Jonesboro Junior Highs, and then I believe they added Batesville, Paragould, and Greene County Tech to that. So, I mean, that's big that, it seems like every night on the schedule we have a 4 or 5 game night because our seventh grade blue team's playing, our junior high JV, our junior high varsity. I mean, that's
and our
big.
Crowds have been awesome.
Yeah.
Just because we're there together. Mm-hmm. The past 4 years, the crowds have been a little small because junior high's in the east and high school's in the west. So this year we're super excited.
I mean, there were a bunch of games where, the junior high might have been off playing Jonesboro MacArthur, but we're at home against Greenbrier.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's just good to have more people. You need to come to a volleyball game if you haven't come to a Mountain Home Bomber volleyball game. You can check out their schedule on the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics app and at mhbombersports.com. We only have a few more minutes, but what are some goals for this team? Of course, everyone's going to say, we want to go win the state title. What are some goals that you as a coach has set for this squad? Now, it's very early.
Right. Our goal is taking one day at a time. We obviously have long-term goals, and we have said that within the team. But one day at a time, maintain, stay at the same level all the way through where we can. one game at a time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where we're at. We look ahead, but we're not going to look too far ahead, because if we take care of tomorrow, then ahead will take mm-hmm. care of itself.
Just one set at a time.
One set at a time.
Coach Daves, this has been fun.
It has. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone you want to shout out at home? I mean, Mike's probably listening.
Oh, no. He's probably still in that faculty meeting.
But, yeah, this will be a good season for you, I think.
I'm excited. A great group of kids. Mm-hmm. You know, our motto this year is all in. Mm-hmm. And like I told them today in practice, there's not one kid sitting here before me that I feel like is not all in. Mm-hmm. Every one of them's all in. So I think if that's the case, then we may see some good things this season.
I certainly hope so as well. Got 9 more chances to see them in the hangar this year. Come check out the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Coach Daves, appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to take a short little break. We're going to have a little preview for you of Mountain Home Bomber football against the West Plains Zizzers here in just a moment. This is the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting you closer and closer to kickoff at Bomber Stadium as the Mountain Home Bombers will take on the West Plains Zizzers on Friday evening. That should be a really good game. You know, the big thing, they have a traveling trophy with that. There's a few big things in this. They have a trophy that both sides, Mountain Home and West Plains, are splitting the cost for. It's a big trophy. It's a pretty decent sized one. They'll have that on display there. This is the first matchup between the Bombers and Zizzers since 1987, the 14th matchup all time between these two schools. West Plains has won 7 of them. We have won 6 of those. So in addition to that, that's the first actual game for the Mountain Home Bombers. It's the first of 3 non-conference games. They will take on the Harrison Goblins next week from FS Garrison Stadium. All the kickoffs will be at 7 o'clock. Unless otherwise noted, we have some heat in the area, so those could change over the next few weeks. Following that, they will have a week off, and they will play Rolla, Missouri. A lot of Missouri flair, a lot of show-me state flair coming up in the non-conference for Mountain Home. Then they'll hit the ground running against Fort Smith Southside. So in the meantime, we will also have a few other events going on here in Bomber Nation Tuesday night. The Mountain Home Lady Bomber volleyball team, they're going to be welcoming the West Memphis Blue Devils to town. Come on out to the hangar, enjoy some volleyball. Mountain Home Bomber Golf has a few matches next week. Bomber Cross Country kicks off on the 31st with the Blue Gold Meet, so they'll get things running there. But again, tonight, the Mountain Home Bombers taking on the West Plains Zizzers. A lot of question marks in this one. Nobody really knows what to think about either side. You know, West Plains, very strong program. Coach Steve Airy coached there for a number of years, rebuilt that program to the point where they're going 10-0 every year, and the only team that's knocking them out is a team that's a private school or a team that's about 8 times their size. So it's really similar situation over here. You know, he's built this program from the ground up, and, you know, the only time that we really lose is where we're playing a team that's a private school or nationally ranked, but those losses are becoming few and far between now. So I'm excited personally just to see what this season has in store for them and all of our teams, honestly. But mentioned this earlier, the Bombers do have 9 starters back on defense, so that's going to be a big help for them on the defensive end. Offense, they're going to figure it out as they go. I think this offense has a lot of upside. You have guys like Gus Wilbur. You have Brantley Phillips at quarterback. Duke can sling it. Barrett Miller, Talon Palmer, bunch of guys. Dawson Dunlap's even going to take a few snaps in the backfield, but there's a lot of electricity in that backfield and out wide for the Bombers on the offensive end. They have their whole offensive lineback. I mean, that's big. So there's a lot of big question marks and a lot of things that will get answered here in just a couple of minutes. We're about 30 minutes or so until kickoff from Bomber Stadium. Again, you still got time to get out to the stadium. So this should be a good matchup tonight. We'll see what it has in store. But in the meantime, this has been the Bomber Buzz this week. So again, this is our newest weekly show here on Classic Hits 101.7, the Bomber Buzz. That's going to wrap it up for this episode, the first inaugural, whatever you want to call it, episode of the Bomber Buzz. You can catch us again next Friday, kickoff before the Bombers and the Goblins. We'll have Coach Steve Arion to talk some Bomber football next week. Should be a fun week. We have dress updates, all kinds of stuff. It almost feels like a homecoming week. But in the meantime, that is going to do it. We're going to send it over the field. It's almost time for kickoff. This has been the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7. I'm your host, Dylan Conley. We hope you have a great rest of your evening, and go Bombers!